Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Biology Study podcast on meiosis. I'm your tutor today, and over the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore one of the most important processes in reproduction. If you've ever wondered how you ended up with a unique combination of traits from both your parents, meiosis is the answer. This is a crucial topic for your AQA GCSE biology exam, and it appears regularly in both foundation and higher tier papers. So let's make sure you understand it inside out. Today, we'll cover what meiosis is, how it differs from mitosis, why it's essential for sexual reproduction, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions to pick up every available mark. By the end of this podcast, you'll have the knowledge and exam technique to tackle any meiosis question with confidence. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive in. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the basics. Meiosis is a type of cell division that produces gametes, which are sex cells like sperm and egg cells. The key thing to remember is that meiosis produces 4 genetically different haploid cells from one diploid parent cell. Now, let's break that down. First, what does diploid and haploid mean? Diploid means the cell has 2 complete sets of chromosomes, one from each parent. In humans, that's 46 chromosomes, or 23 pairs. We write this as 2N. Haploid means the cell has only 1 set of chromosomes, so in humans, that's 23 chromosomes total. We write this as N. Gametes must be haploid so that when fertilization occurs, the sperm and egg combine to restore the full diploid number in the offspring. This is absolutely crucial for maintaining the same chromosome number generation after generation. Now, here's the sequence you must know for the exam. Before meiosis begins, the cell's DNA is replicated during interphase. This is a common mistake students make. They think DNA replication happens during division, but no, it happens before. So we start with a diploid cell that has replicated its DNA, meaning each chromosome consists of 2 identical sister chromatids joined at the centromere. Then comes the first division, meiosis 1. During this division, homologous chromosome pairs line up and then separate. Homologous chromosomes are matching pairs, one from your mom and one from your dad. This first division reduces the chromosome number by half, so we go from diploid to haploid. Crucially, during meiosis 1, something called crossing over can occur, where bits of genetic material are swapped between homologous chromosomes. This creates genetic variation, which is why you're not identical to your siblings. After the first division, we have 2 cells, each with half the number of chromosomes, but each chromosome still consists of 2 sister chromatids. Then comes the second division, meiosis 2. This is similar to mitosis. The sister chromatids separate, and we end up with 4 haploid cells, each with single chromosomes. These 4 cells are genetically different from each other and from the parent cell. Now let's compare this to mitosis, because exam questions love to test whether you can tell them apart. Mitosis produces 2 genetically identical diploid daughter cells. It's used for growth and repair. Meiosis produces 4 genetically different haploid gametes. It's used only for sexual reproduction. Mitosis involves 1 division. Meiosis involves 2 divisions. In mitosis, the chromosome number stays the same. In meiosis, it's halved. Here's a key phrase to memorize for the exam. Meiosis produces 4 genetically different haploid gametes, and fertilization restores the full diploid number of chromosomes. If you can write that in an exam, you're already picking up marks. One more important point. Meiosis only occurs in reproductive organs, the testes and ovaries. It does not happen in body cells. That's another common mistake. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to write answers that examiners will reward. First, pay close attention to command words. If a question says state, you need a brief factual answer, maybe just 1 or 2 words. If it says describe, you need to say what happens using correct terminology. If it says explain, you must say how or why something happens. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, gametes are haploid because meiosis involves 2 divisions that have the chromosome number. When you're asked to compare mitosis and meiosis, don't write 2 separate paragraphs. Instead, make direct comparisons for each feature. For example, mitosis produces 2 cells, whereas meiosis produces 4 cells. Mitosis produces identical cells, whereas meiosis produces genetically different cells. This makes it crystal clear to the examiner that you understand the differences. Now, let's talk about common mistakes. The biggest one is confusing the products of meiosis with mitosis. students often write that meiosis produces two identical cells. No, it's four non-identical cells. Another mistake is failing to mention that the cell divides twice. If you just say the cell divides, that's not specific enough. You must say the cell divides twice. Also, don't say DNA replication happens during division. It happens before. And don't use vague terms like new cells when you mean gametes or sex cells. Be specific. Examiners reward precision. Finally, when explaining fertilization, use the phrase restores the full number of chromosomes or restores the diploid number. That exact wording will earn you marks. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question and you pause the podcast and answer it out loud or in your head. Ready? Question one, how many cells does meiosis produce? Answer, 4. Question two, are the cells produced by meiosis genetically identical or different? Answer, genetically different. Question three, are gametes haploid or diploid? Answer, haploid. Question four, when does DNA replication occur, before or during meiosis? Answer, before meiosis, during interphase. Question five, what process restores the full chromosome number after meiosis? Answer, fertilization. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and listen to the core concept section again. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Meiosis is the type of cell division that produces four genetically different haploid gametes. It involves DNA replication followed by two divisions. The first division separates homologous pairs and introduces variation through crossing over. The second division separates sister chromatids. Fertilization then restores the diploid chromosome number, ensuring species consistency across generations. Remember, meiosis only happens in reproductive organs, not in body cells. When you're answering exam questions, be precise with your terminology, use the correct command word strategies, and always mention that meiosis involves two divisions producing four non-identical haploid cells. This topic is worth significant marks on your exam, and with the knowledge you've gained today, you're well equipped to tackle any question on meiosis. Keep practicing past paper questions, and don't forget to check the mark schemes to see exactly what examiners are looking for. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. You've got this.